Hey, audio boo, how's it going? I haven't posted for a fair while on my private channel, my personal timeline, or whatever you want to call it. Good boy. And, well, not that much on blind abilities for that matter either. I'm just walking home after a quick trip to the gym and walking on the canal, and you can hear the. Maybe you can hear. Kayakers. By and the speed, I think that kayak is, and the sound, not rowing, kayaking, you know, not the skulls, whatever. Went to see, finally got around to seeing The Hobbit last night. Had a nice dinner out, and while we were there, I thought, I'll just check if The Hobbit's on at a suitable time and in theatre with audio description. Now, I don't know about. Wherever you guys are, whoever does happen to listen to this. But audio description in the theatre close to where we are, it's one of these multiplexes like they all are these days, with about, I don't know, 12, 8, I don't know how many theatres are in there. Hang on. Oh, let's go. Anyway, they have only two theatres that support the audio description, that they've got the appropriate equipment in that, you know, can be audio described. So even if they've got a movie on that has audio description, it's not always going to be playing in one of the theatres that supports it. So like The Hobbit, for example. Last week when it was playing, it was only on at 8:45 p.m. in a theatre that had audio description. But this week, thankfully, it was 6:30, so it worked out well. Now, at the risk of sounding like a whinging blindy who's never happy, the equipment and the whole overall experience. Firstly, let me state, so glad it's there. Makes watching the movie, in some situations, you know, you just know what's going on better. It's great, obviously. Yeah. Not everyone loves audio description. Even, you know, I know, some people prefer just to listen to it as it was initially intended. But, adds all that info. Problems, though. In this theatre, you get this device which is like a 10-kilo set of headphones that mostly block out your ears. So, you've got to try and have the headset. Like, I try and put it on one ear at a time so it's not totally blocking out the other sound. Or, obviously, it's not going to block it out if you're in a theatre. But, let me just pause. So, where was I? So you've got this big headset that runs the risk of blocking out the audio, at least, you know, impacting your listening pleasure to the audio in the theatre, which is one of the main points of being there for us, obviously. Secondly, their radio frequency, so I find half the time, and it wasn't too bad on this occasion, but sometimes they go in and it was a little bit like this. You have to hold your head in just the right place, otherwise you get the static, you know, lean forward for a minute so, you know, you suffer the suffer, maybe it's a harsh word, but you know, you're impacted by the how good the signal is. And then there's the volume. Like, you're at a, you know, you're a movie. There's the audio, the dynamic range of the audio is fantastic. You know, there's really quiet sections and, you know, in a movie like The Hobbit where you've got these battle scenes, it's so loud, so quiet, so loud. And so you find you've got your hand constantly up on the volume knob of the headset, riding that volume knob to try and keep it so that, A, you're not getting your ear blasted off when it's a quiet section, and B, you're able to hear the audio description when it's a loud section. So no, it's fantastic improvement, and I'm so glad it's there. And like I said, we, you know, we sought out a movie and time that meant that I could have the audio description, as opposed to just going whenever. But I know it just needs work. And I don't know, is it the other people have the same sort of experiences? Is there better systems? Is this just a really crappy system they've got in this theatre? I don't know. Is it just, you know, first generation stuff, and things will improve over time. Anyway, hello and goodbye.